USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Hundreds are dead and missing from the earthquake and tsunami that struck the city of Palu in Indonesia. Yene Sirani is with Catholic Relief Services in Jakarta.
The airport is closed and there's some damages and on the roads and the infrastructure leading into the area. The closest big city will be Makassar. Our team will be flying out there to support the local partners in conducting assessment.
At least two cities and several settlements have been devastated. Poland is seeking greater security amid concerns over Russia's increased military activity in the Baltic region. He met with the chief of NATO's military committee, Sir Stuart Peach, who warns that global security faces many threats.
We face an unpredictable and fluid security environment with many challenges, developing threats posed by state and non-state actors in the traditional domains of land, sea and air, as well as hybrid warfare and cyber attacks.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In a bipartisan compromise struck Friday, the Senate will wait 1 week as the FBI investigates sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Republican strategist Sarah Fagan tells ABC News she's known Kavanaugh well for years and believes the accusations against him are politically motivated.
Unfortunately, you know, we're in a situation where the stakes of the Supreme Court seat are so high, that I think he's being falsely accused.
Liz Swisher tells CNN she used to drink with Kavanaugh at Yale and says he's lying about his drinking habits.
He drank heavily. He was a partier. He liked to do beer bongs. He played drinking games. He was a sloppy drunk. He was more interested in impressing the boys than he was in impressing the girls. I never saw him be sexually aggressive, but he definitely was sloppy drunk.
In testimony, Kavanaugh has said that he likes drinking beer and he may have overdid it at times, but he says he's never blacked out and he's never sexually assaulted anyone. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's favorability with U.S. adults is unchanged, remaining at a record low 36%. More from John Clements.
The results come from a Gallup poll showing Clinton's image remains in a rut nearly 2 years after she lost the presidential contest back in 2016. Gallup reports her favorable rating is down 7 percentage points from where it stood on the eve of the election. As expected, only 4% of Republicans favor Clinton, less than a third independents, while 77% of Democrats have a positive feeling about her.
Baton Rouge police have made an arrest in the fatal shooting of LSU basketball player Wade Sims, killed Friday morning near Southern University. Officials have charged Di Simpson with second-degree murder. Police say they were able to find Simpson through video of a fight among several men in a street, leading to the fatal shooting. Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul says the video shows Sims trying to help his friend.
Simpson was questioned and admitted to being in possession of a weapon, admitted to being on the scene, and admitted to shooting Wade as well.
Sims was reportedly involved in a heated altercation outside a fraternity party near the campus of Southern University that turned physical. The Pope blames the devil in his latest response to the sex abuse crisis that continues to rock the Catholic Church. The Pope has urged Catholics to pray to protect the Church from attacks by the devil. In the latest written response to the sex abuse crisis gripping the Catholic Church, the Vatican says Francis is asking followers to pray each day in October to, quote, protect the Church from the devil. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.